If you love the national parks as much as we do, then we have a book recommendation for you.
Moon USA National Parks Hiking is a brand new guidebook from Moon Travel Guides that covers the top 100 hikes across 40 U.S. national parks.
Whether you want to descend into the Grand Canyon, stroll the shoreline in Acadia, or cling to the cliff edges in Shenandoah, Moon USA National Parks Hiking gives you the inspiration to find the perfect hike for you and the practical planning tips to make it happen. You'll find everything from easy, family-friendly hikes to strenuous, multi-day treks, plus tips for wildlife watching, backpacking, finding solitude, and more.
This book is an essential resource for National Parks fans, as well as a fantastic holiday gift for any outdoorsy people on your list.
You can find Moon USA National Parks Hiking wherever books are sold, or click the link in our show notes. And if you don't already have a copy on your shelf, be sure to also check out the original award-winning best-selling guide that started it all, Moon USA National Parks.
Find your trail and prepare for an unforgettable journey in America's top national parks with Moon Travel Guides. Moon, let your heart be your compass. Let Moon be your guide. Hello and welcome to Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dusty. If you're joining us for the first time, Trail Mix is the short format episodes of our show, while our long format episodes explore one hiking trail in one national park, one park at a time. Trail Mix allows us to dive deeper into the things we didn't get to cover in our long format episodes, including interviews, history, science, and environmental justice.
But Trail Mix also allows us an opportunity to chat about traveling and talk about the things we're excited about when it comes to hiking, camping, and being outdoors. This episode is all about best fall hikes, or at least best fall hikes in our opinion. So what is it that you love about the fall?
The fall. I mean, I think the thing that I love most is that I didn't really grow up with a proper fall.
Right.
Because growing up in Mississippi, it was mostly just hot all the time.
Sure.
And then winter, the joke is that winter is like a Tuesday in February.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there were plenty of times where it was cold and
sure.
It got cooler. But the fall that people talk about where it's like consistently, I don't know, lower 60s, chilly enough to like put on like maybe upper 50s, like put on fall clothing
mm-hmm.
and then sort of have enough time with weather like that to do fall activities. Like, I think that's the thing that I love the most.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I didn't really get to do a ton of that growing up.
Sure. Yeah.
So I do love that. And I do love all of the smells associated with fall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I love pumpkin stuff. I love just sort of
the crispness of the air.
That. And then, you know, campfire. Campfire is my favorite smell of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I will always sit near a campfire. I love it. I love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I do associate like, I mean, fall camping, I think, is the best time for camping.
Yeah.
You know, or like early spring camping or something
sure.
like that. Like, I just love that sort of feel. And yeah, what about you? What is your favorite? Why do you love the fall?
Well, I think because my birthday's in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like that was my season.
You are an autumn girl.
The supreme.
Uh-huh. One
yeah.
might argue you could also maybe be an autumn, like, color palette that may
oh,
also
yeah.
be your
earth
color
tones.
Palette.
It's all about earth
yeah.
tones, baby. I feel like, I don't know, I just like that transitional time of the year. It's like for us here, it's still a very nice sort of beach time in the fall. Like September, October is like the best time at the shore to be on the beach. It's like, forget the summer. It's beautiful then. I like the changing light, even though we're losing light. I do like that sort of very cinematic kind of golden light that you get more often. I like that crisp morning air. It's just like there's something about that like change of smell is also like I feel like the fall has a very particular smell and it's
yeah.
like the smell of decay. Like, and I mean that in not a dark way. It's like leaves
in a bright, loving way.
Leaves are changing and falling, and there is a very specific sort of smell to them.
Yeah.
And I do feel like the fall is also a time to sort of slow down a little bit. And while there are a lot of holidays and events, which I think I also just enjoy the autumnal season for, like Halloween and Thanksgiving, and like, you know, there's a lot of togetherness time that's happening there, where I feel like the summer is like a lot of high intensity energy. The fall brings a little bit of a calm down.
I totally get that. All the things that people exacerbate on, like influencers exacerbate on their channels.
Yeah.
It's just wild. I do like the clothes.
Yeah.
And I do like, you know, the warm drinks.
It's true. I hate that it's true, but it's true.
It's true. Let's talk about fall colors.
Yeah.
I know you love fall colors.
I do. The changing leaves.
I know.
That, girl.
But also, I mean, I do love a saturated color in
a leaf.
No, in wardrobe, in clothing.
Yeah.
I do like it deep and saturated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we get a lot of that in the fall.
We do.
So, okay. We've done quite a lot of hikes in national parks, and we wanted to do some episodes about collecting more of these hikes together. All of you tend to really love our last episode of the season, which is the hiking trails episode, where we look at all of the hikes from the season. But it's really fun to look at hikes across seasons. And so this is an example of an episode that lets us do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a look at some different hikes that we've done across the 40 plus, like 45-ish national parks that we've visited, and talk about what our favorite fall hikes might be.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at some things to consider when hiking or camping in the fall. So yeah, well, I mean, I guess temperature change and layers would probably be one thing to think about.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's also something to consider. Even in the summer, if you're starting on a very early morning and it's cool, but in the fall specifically, most of the time your temperatures are lower, most of the time. So having layers is definitely an important thing, whether you need to put layers on because the temperature dips because you're getting later in the day, or you need to shed layers because you've started with warm layers on and you've gotten warm just from movement. It's good to have a variety of layering options.
Oh, yeah.
So like a moisture wicking shirt with maybe a long sleeve over it. And depending on that, you might have to jacket it up, whether that's like a shell jacket or something that's like a little warmer. I don't tend to bring a very warm jacket when we hike in the fall. I find that I get warm way too quickly. It's something that's lighter that I can easily peel off.
Yeah.
And stuff in a bag somewhere. What about you?
Similar. Yeah. I mean, definitely like bringing like a hoodie or something to like put on is important.
Yeah. There's also the potential for frost or freezing. So if you're camping, that's something to really keep in mind. Looking at what the temperatures are going to be ahead of time, something I don't do at all, would be something that's very important when it comes to thinking about a camping trip or a hiking trip even, especially if you're planning on doing a treacherous hike and it's going to be very cold and there are wet leaves on the ground that may have frozen. That could be really, really tricky when it comes to camping or hiking.
Another thing to consider in hiking in the fall is the shifting daylight. Daylight doesn't work exactly the same way as it does in the summer. For the longer days, the days are shorter.
Yeah.
So sun will maybe rise a little later, set a little sooner, depending on where you are, obviously. But that is something to consider.
Yeah. So definitely thinking about when you're going to start a hike, how long that hike might take you, whether or not you need to have some sort of headlamp with you, because that is a possibility that you're going to be ending the dark. So definitely something to consider as you move.
When thinking about water and food, even though it may not be super hot, staying hydrated is always important, and staying ahead of that hydration is always important.
So some sort of hydration pack in your bag at all times. You also might want to have a thermos of something warm that you can carry with you, like some tea or cocoa or even coffee.
Or even chicken broth. Yeah. That would be a great thing to have.
That's even just there to like warm you up, especially if you're kind of feeling that cold, something you can prepare ahead of time before heading out.
The other thing about weather to consider is that because if it rains, it will be even cooler. And so preparing for rain and being prepared to stay warm in the rain.
Mm-hmm. When you're hiking or camping in the fall, another thing that you need to have thought of or processed is, are you going to be in an area that has open season? So hunting is the thing that happens very often in the fall. So maybe not so much in a national park, but if you're hiking or camping somewhere that's not a national park space, what is the open season like? What are the hunting policies in that area? And also consider that wildlife changes their habits in the fall because they're also starting to slow down and think about hibernating or what they need to do to prepare for the coming winter.
That's right. And the other thing about the fall, specifically when it comes to camping, is it can get very cool at night. So yeah. There are lots of things to think about and consider when it comes to wanting to stay warm while camping.
Yep.
Obviously, fires are helpful, but fires aren't allowed everywhere.
Yep.
So making sure to have a warmer sleeping bag is really important. And also warming up your body before you get into your sleeping bag. And how would you do that?
Jumping jacks. That's or right. Some sort of cardio activity that would get your heart rate pumping and get the blood flowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's important when you get into your sleeping bag to not breathe into the bag, to not put it over your face, even though you might want to keep your face warm, because by breathing into the bag, you're creating moisture, which adds condensation and humidity to the bag, which is going to get colder as the night goes on.
Right.
The other thing to think about, whether you're camping or hiking, is being okay with abandoning ship. Sometimes the situation, the elements just don't provide for a great situation. So if it doesn't look like it's going to be a good experience, or it's stopped being a fun time, or there's, you know, real concerns about health, safety, and well-being, abandon ship.
Yeah.
And drive home.
Also, gloves.
Yep.
Gloves are super helpful. My hands get very cold, and if they're cold, it makes me want to abandon ship.
Mm-hmm.
So having gloves is a super helpful tip. Mm-hmm. And also having those little warming packs. You could put some of those in your gloves, or you can put them in your back pockets of your pants mm-hmm. or shorts or mm-hmm. whatever you're wearing.
Yep.
So yeah. So it is always important to also check in on the conditions of the trails and campsites before you head out. Obviously, check the long-range forecast and anything else that you may typically look at when you're headed out on a hike.
And with that, let's talk about some of our favorite fall hikes in national parks and some that we would love to experience the next time we visit some of these parks in the fall.
Okay, so what is first up on our list of best fall hikes in national parks that we can think of that we've done?
Well, I think this is one of my favorites, and that is Mount Kammerer in the Great Smoky Mountains. And we hiked this hike in November of 2018, and you can find more information about this hike in totality in episode 5. That's right. Season 1, baby.
That's right. Okay, mm-hmm. That was throwing it way back.
Yeah.
This is also one of my favorite hikes, mm-hmm. generally, but what an unbelievable hike that we got to do in the fall here.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the things I absolutely love about this hike is the fall colors we got to see when we got to the
peak where the fire, peak. Where the shelter fire, was.
The shelter, yeah. The tower.
Because it's on the AT.
That's right. Yeah. And it was unreal getting sweeping views of the Smokies covered in fall colors. Plus all of the smoke from the mountains is
the quote unquote smoke. Yeah.
I mean, you'll see the photos that we post because we'll repost that photo when we release this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's magical. Unmatched.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just sitting there being like, we're going to just sit here for a few minutes and take in this incredible view.
Yeah. Yeah. I do feel like this was not the best weather conditions for us, though.
It was a little drizzly rainy that day.
Cold rain.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of downed leaves on the trail that in the initial part was very, very slippery. Like it was downed leaves over gravelly rock.
It was.
Which did not make for a fun time. And I just remember feeling, we had rain jackets with us, but I remember feeling cold and damp for most of the hike.
It was.
It cleared or it got less rainy as we were to the peak, which was nice, so it wasn't like a total washout. It didn't sour it by any means, but it definitely made it a little bit more difficult because the weather was inclement.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It was. Yeah. And that weird thing was starting to happen when we were headed down, where it was like we'd stop and it looked like the surroundings were still moving.
Yep.
Yeah, it was strange. But what a gorgeous hike this was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Highly recommend it.
Did we have fall colors? Abso-freaking-lutely.
All of them.
I think people think about fall color gazing and think about like New England, but
Smokies.
Don't count out the South when
oh
it comes to fall colors.
Oh my God, the South is covered in it.
Yeah.
So what was one thing you loved about this hike?
The view at the top was really sort of this unparalleled moment, but I do like that it was a walk through the woods in these fall temperatures, despite the rain. There was it was a challenging hike, you know, despite the rain, despite the time of year. This was not a walk in the park by any means. So I liked that it was a good challenge. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I liked that we kind of had it entirely to ourselves.
Yeah. We saw a group of people at the top who were on the AT.
And that was it. Other than that, we had the rest of the trail to ourselves the whole time. So why would you recommend this trail?
Well, I think this is a great trail for all seasons. Well, at least for spring, summer, fall. But I do feel like the fact that your sort of like payoff aha moment view at the top is just drenched in this like sweeping view of the Smokies and the valleys and the smoky experience that you're getting, that is the thing that will forever stay with me. So I think this is a view-worthy hike. Tough,
certainly,
but like the payoff is really, really great. What about
Absolutely.
You?
Oh yeah, that payoff view I will never forget as long as I live.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best views I've ever seen in a national park.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings us to number two of our list of top five fall hikes. Number two is also an eastern hike in an eastern park, which is Old Rag in Shenandoah. Now, Old Rag is one of the most popular hikes in Shenandoah. People come from all over to do Old Rag, including us.
Yep. Now you need a permit to do it. When we did it, we were right at the edge of that. That permitting hadn't started then.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now, because the parking area and the starting point for Old Rag is kind of like off the highway or off the main road, and you're driving past people's houses.
Yeah.
And there is a parking area. Part of the issue was people were parking on the road where you shouldn't be parking, causing a lot of issues with locals, which we don't want to do. This is, you know, this is their space. So they've started to like permit times for parking, which is important.
It is
something to look into if this is what you are planning to do. We hiked this in November of 2019, and this is episode 29 of our episode library. So take a look there if you want more information on the full hike. This was also sad girl hiking for Mike. So
this was sad girl hiking for you.
And boy, if you know, I was more of a Taylor Swift listener and Evermore or
Folklore
were out, I probably would be crying to that the entire time, because that's what it felt like. Yeah.
I can see us lost in the memory. August slipped away like a moment in time.
Yep, exactly.
Even though this was November.
Yeah.
It wasn't long after that Folklore came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was November of 2019.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. She was probably working on it then.
Yeah.
So
she was working on it.
Synchronized. There are sections of that hike that are incline.
Yeah.
Like, especially toward the beginning.
Yeah.
That was a serious incline right there at the beginning. And I don't mean like a rock scrambly incline.
That's later.
I mean, just like the grade.
Yeah.
The grade is steep. But what was the weather like for us? I felt like
gray, overcast.
It was gray, cool, overcast.
But not too cool.
It didn't rain while we were on it.
No.
That was other hikes in Shenandoah.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't rain. Did we have fall colors?
Oh my God. Yeah, we absolutely did. The fall colors were incredible, especially at the kind of the peak of Old Rag once you had gone through the scramble. I mean, we also had some great viewpoints on the way up, where the colors were, I feel like the view that we got on the way up, the colors had only just started to shift, but we had better views in the valley that we were looking at when we were kind of like at a stopping point past the scrambly section of Old Rag off into the other valley. So things were just starting to change at this point.
That's right. So let's talk about the top of Old Rag, because this was the part that I loved the most about Old Rag.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would venture to say it was probably part you liked too.
Yeah.
So describe sort of the top of Old Rag, because it's very special.
So I think it got a little lighter at this point when we were up there. We had kind of scrambled up through this whole section. I mean, this is part of the reason I love this hike so much, is because it's scrambly. Adult jungle gym hikes are my favorite, because it just makes your brain do something other than just walking on an incline or flat or declining. You're like, the fact that you're bouldering over things, it gives a lot more excitement. But at the top here, you get this like 360 degree view. And it is just, this is where I feel like the fall colors were bursting. A lot of yellow here. and just like sweeping views of the forest around you. And it just, everything felt golden.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. It was spectacular. That was my favorite part, mm-hmm. because the very top of the hike, you do have to scramble over giant boulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, that's why people come to do this hike.
Yeah. Not for everybody though.
Not for everybody. Yeah. Why would you recommend this hike in the fall?
I think that it gives you the experience that like in the summer, I feel like, while it would be great, I feel like you would sweat your ass off hiking yeah. up here. And yeah. like, it's challenging. There are some challenging points. But I feel like in the fall, because it's a little cooler, you're climbing through these like tight, narrow sections at certain points. I feel like there's an appreciation a little bit more for what's happening around you, because you're not thinking about like sweating to death. But you do have these beautiful views along with this very fun hiking experience that you're getting.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Dusty and Mike with exciting news.
That's right, it's our episode finder. It's all about making finding our episodes even easier.
Want to find more episodes about hikes in Shenandoah? With over 10 episodes across two separate seasons, it would have involved a lot of scrolling and searching.
Now, with our episode finder, you can find all those episodes with a few easy clicks. That way, finding an episode on Yosemite from season 1 is just as easy as finding an episode on Zion, Yellowstone, and Haleakala. All in separate seasons.
With over 275 episodes in 35 different national parks, our episode finder will add ease when finding out more about hikes in these spaces.
But it's not just about hikes by national park. We've categorized our entire library so you can find hikes by state, hikes by terrain, and hikes by difficulty.
And all of our Trail Mix episodes are there too, so you can easily find our science-based episodes, interviews, and more.
Planning a trip to Colorado and want to hear more about our adventures there? Want to grunt it out on some really tricky trails or learn more about glaciers, grasslands, and mountains?
Just click the link in our show notes or on our Instagram bio and it pops right up. You can also head directly to our website and look for the episode finder at the top of the navigation bar.
Conquer one hike in one national park, one park at a time, with just a few clicks with our episode finder. Happy trails!
That leads us to number 3 on our list,
mm-hmm. which is the Long Point Trail in New River Gorge, which we hiked twice, once in the spring in 2021, and then we got to do this in the fall of 2022. And this you can find out more information on in episode 84.
That's right.
Our library.
And we actually cover both of those hikes when we hiked it both times
yeah.
in that episode,
yeah.
which we don't get to do much in any of our episodes, but we right. did get to do it here because yeah. we were able to do it
And it was
twice.
Cool to see it in two different seasons, for yes. sure. In the spring, nothing was really blooming at this point. We had some greens from like more evergreen type plants, like the rhododendron. Like rhododendron don't lose their leaves. They stay mostly green. But the spring buds had not come out. We really didn't have a ton of green. So everything looked very brown in the spring because we were just seeing the bark of the trees both up close and in the distance, because this is a great hike for getting some incredible views when you get out to Long Point. I mean, the views are great elsewhere, but you're in the woods for a lot of this. So you do have an incredible payoff.
It's true.
Yeah.
This trail, as far as like the actual steepness and grade of the trail, is...
It's not... Nothing to sneeze about.
It's not that bad because
yeah.
it's mostly flat and there's like some up and down. I mean, I think the hardest part is that the actual trail is covered in lots of roots. So there's yeah. lots of roots around, because things we had to think about, because we in the spring hiked it with our friends Brian and Tino, and then in the fall we hiked it with Brad and Grandma Joy
yep.
from Grandma Joy's
and
road
Jess,
trip.
Their friend Jess.
And Jess.
In the spring, we had very rainy conditions, so we had a lot more puddles to kind of go over and things like that. In the fall, it was dry for us, but we were also losing light very quickly.
Oh,
because
yeah.
we arrived in the afternoon. We had driven down from New Jersey that day right to this trailhead to meet Brad, Grandma Joy, and Jess. And it was a little later than we probably should have started the hike. We ended the hike in the dusky dark, essentially.
We absolutely did. And,
so, reasons to have headlamps. We just
right.
had our flashlights on our phone with us to finish everything off.
That's
yeah.
right. But getting the view of Long Point in the fall.
Yeah, to see the New River Gorge Bridge. Yeah.
And then all of the fall colors that were just like spectacularly coming through.
They had just started to turn.
Just started. So we were at the early section. It wasn't like, I would say peak fall color, but it was certainly getting there.
Yeah. You know, why would you recommend this as a great fall hike?
This is a great fall hike because it's honestly like you could do it without like a full hydration pack, I think. Like you could just have a bag with like a few bottles of water in it, maybe some snacks, and like you could add it on in the middle of a day.
Yeah.
It's not like the hardest of hikes to do.
No. And it'll take you some time though still.
Such a payoff view.
The payoff is great.
View is unbelievable.
Yeah. I would say honorable mention here, if you're here in the fall, less of a hike, more of an experience, is to do the bridge walk.
Sure.
Because we did get some really great colors as we were doing that bridge walk over that gorge. Woo! Yeah, that was fun.
That was an experience.
Also an experience.
That's right.
So now this brings us to two hikes we haven't done in the fall, but we think would be incredible fall hikes.
Amazing.
For very good reasons. And the first of that is Two Peaks, Three Mountains, which is the title of the episode that we produced, which is from Acadia National Park. It's episode 23. And we hiked this in June of 2018. But the hike that we did, Acadia, if you're not familiar with it, has an interconnecting trail system. So there are a lot of adventures you can choose. The peaks that we hit and the mountains that we hit were Bald Peak, Parkman Mountain, Gilmore Peak, Sargent Mountain, and Norumbega Mountain. And this is like a giant kind of like circuitous loop that we created that took us around a parking lot, or took us from the parking lot up and down and back around, up another mountain at the end and back to the parking lot as we crossed the road.
I have to give you credit though. You're the one that put this loop together.
Oh yeah. It was a great loop to
and
do.
And it was great.
Yeah.
I mean, we had like done quite a bit in Acadia. This was our first trip to Acadia, which now we've done three.
Yeah.
And I know we'll do more.
Yeah. No and complaints.
No complaints. We'll see Acadia at any point in time.
Yeah.
Acadia is
need to
one
go
of the
in
best.
The fall though, for sure.
And, this would be stunning in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, you're getting all this elevation and you're changing elevation so much. So I'd say like Norumbega Mountain, which is the last thing that we did, is sort of like it's an up and over that brought us back to the parking lot. That you have less views on that. That was just to add distance on. But Bald Peak, Parkman Mountain, Gilmore Peak, Sargent Mountain, you're getting different viewpoints and you're coming to these bald points of the peak or the mountain. Specifically, I believe Sargent Mountain was the last thing we did. And that was where it was very open at the top and you could just see everything all the way around. I can't imagine that the fall colors here aren't spectacular. They have to be incredible.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And Acadia is a very special park because you can very quickly be on top of a bald or on top of a peak or atop a mountain and then like very quickly like back down in Bar Harbor having a bite or a drink or something like that. You know what I mean? Like it's a very special park in that way because it's like you can not only like access it very easily, you can also get to different terminal points very quickly.
Yeah.
And so this was an example of we put a bunch of terminal points together in one loop.
Yeah.
And so I love that all the different connecting parts between these terminal points were, they were really fun.
Yeah.
I don't think we did any ladders here in between these, but there are some of those in Acadia for some trails, but there was quite a lot of like down and up between
them. Well, you were losing elevation. It was like valleys between these peaks and these mountains. So you were gaining elevation and then dropping to go in between these valleys and then heading back up. So there's a lot to enjoy here. I would say this is definitely, this took us a decent chunk of our day when we were there. I think it was the last thing that we hiked and it was a pretty full day experience. Yeah. So it's definitely, if you're going in the fall, go early. Also, I would think probably for Acadia, really be paying attention to weather and temperature because I'm sure in Maine, it's going to be colder quicker. If you're looking for fall colors, that might be like more like early October than it is like November. Everything might be down. It might be basically winter up there. So you really got to pay attention.
Definitely.
And also just who knows with snow. So things to kind of consider.
We had mostly sun and some overcast the day that we were hiking, but a lot of wind in different places.
Yep.
A lot of wind. Like will blow your hat off.
Yeah, kind of so wind. Be paying attention to the wind. And that brings us to our last best fall hike, which is, again, another hike we haven't done in the fall.
But a hike we did in the summer.
Yep.
In Glacier National Park, and that is Avalanche Lake.
Yep, we hiked this in 2021 in July. And this is in episode 74 of our library, if you're looking to just get more information on the hike in general.
Yeah, want to hear more about it.
Yep.
So Avalanche Lake is connected to, or it's right behind a trail that they call Trail of the Cedars in Glacier National
Which is a boardwalk hike.
Very short little boardwalk loop. It's like maybe a mile in total of boardwalk. And then off of that boardwalk, you can take it up to go to Avalanche Lake. Mm-hmm. And it is entirely through forest until you get to this lake, and this lake is a glacial lake with a ton of waterfalls coming down.
Now I don't know that you would have, depending on at that point of the year and depending on when you're going, the waterfalls might not be as active. I just was out in Glacier this summer, and there was 2 days of rain, and then we went into the park and the waterfalls were gushing. So if you're going and you're hoping to see some falls, depending on the season, like late summer, early autumn in Glacier, you have to pay very close attention, because autumn hiking there might be only into early October based off of when the Sun Road closes. So you may not have, or you know, closes up to a certain point. So you may not have the access that you need. But if the fall colors shift early, if the season changes and it gets cooler, I can't imagine the payoff of Avalanche Lake, that crystal turquoise blue water with the colors of the leaves having changed would be
spectacular.
A spectacular feast for the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I put this on, because I felt like this would have just been like,
so
it must be so amazing to see in that time of year.
Yeah.
I think the hike was, it's a good challenging hike. I think it's more challenging than you might think, but it's not a hike that also takes a very long time. We did this in the afternoon after car trouble.
We did.
And we were able to hike it and still be done like within like, I don't know, 3-ish hours.
Yeah.
Like it's a tough grunt, but once you get to the lake, you can walk around the lake. You can experience a lot of different things, a lot of different sights. There are some beaches that you can go down to on the lake, so you can really see the lake and its environs from all different sorts of points of view.
And I remember the actual trail itself was a lot of soft forest floor for quite a bit of it, even though it was uphill. It was like a nice thing on the feet most of the time.
Yeah.
So what is one thing that you loved about this hike in particular?
I mean, there are these moments on the hike where it almost looks like there was an avalanche and there's like these kind of clear cut areas from tree fall. It must have been avalanche. And you get these views of like the different peaks off to the left. There are these like little windows into like the surrounding mountainscape, and it's really, really just like spectacular.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I also like that the lake, you can walk around a lot of it, and there are different pockets where you can also sort of dip in and hang out and see different parts of the lake from different viewpoints.
Yeah.
Beautiful hike, and it's certainly worth doing. And so those are our top five hikes for the fall.
And now let's end this episode with a game. Great. This is a game that I put together called Autumnal Traditions, and I'm going to be doing some dialect work here.
I'm ready.
And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to guess, based off of my descriptors, what
your
fall events I'm trying to describe. Fall
ready.
Event or tradition. Fall event or tradition that I'm trying to describe.
Great.
All right. Ready for 100. Oh my God, Lucinda. I am so excited for this September. Not only do I get to break out my new fall wardrobe, I get to drive to a field with hundreds of other people and spend way too much money on plucking things from trees. Can you even, so that I can get my picture made for my Facebook page? I mean, of course, I can buy these items at the grocery, but ugh, it just isn't as cute.
what is getting my little basket to do some little apple picking?
That's right.
God, I love this. Yeah.
For 200. Oh, Florinda, don't I know it. I just can't wait for the seasons to change because, girl, I'm just so tired of this heat. I'm so excited for those cool weekend mornings where instead of sitting on my porch and enjoying the early morning quiet, I can drive all sorts of miles to get that little autumnal treat. Yes, I know I can make coffee at home, but I don't have one of those expensive machines that can do that, what they do with the foam. Plus, you can't beat the fact that this drink really makes me feel the season like no other.
What is a little latte with some pumpkin spice in it?
That's right, a little pumpkin spice latte.
Pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's what I name my new little dog. Is pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm. Get in here, pumpkin spice latte. Mm-hmm. And he only responds by all three names.
Mm-hmm. For 300, Lucinda.
I love that all your friends have rhyming names.
Well, it's because they're the stepsisters from Into the Woods.
Oh my God, that's right. Lucinda and Florinda. Yeah,
exactly.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Lucinda, you cannot even imagine how much I love PSLs. They're like a whole other religion for me, but one that the Lord Jesus doesn't have to know about. Shh. But if I had to completely feel awed by the beauty that the Lord hath made, praise his name, I love to go on long meandering drives through our beautiful state forests so I can see the world ablaze, but without the actual fire and danger to animals, humans, and property.
What is leaf peeping?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
For 400, Florinda, you know that I love a good leaf peep. Although I feel a little naughty when it's sad. I mean, like, could we come up with something more wholesome, like leaf look or frond frolic or something like that? Anyway, I'm not a poet like you are, but I do love a good campfire story. My most favorite is about that school teacher who's terrorized by this rider all in black. I can't remember the name of it, but they made a movie with that Scissorhands fellow in the some years back.
What is Sleepy Hollow?
That's correct. The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. And for 500, Lucinda, you mean Johnny Depp? He's a problem. But that film was good. You know what I absolutely love when watching a movie in the fall, especially in October, is making a craft event out of it. I absolutely love making luminaries, and whether they're out of paper bags or old mason jars, you just can't beat the low glow of candlelight. If you really want to get involved, though, you should get out the knives and that big orange gourd you got whilst you were picking apples and get to carving to make one of those cute or scary objects.
What is carving up a pumpkin?
Yeah, or making a jack-o'-lantern.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And that's autumnal traditions. Looking for more episodes like the one you just heard? Then be sure to check out our episode finder for episodes by park, state, hiking difficulty, and terrain, as well as all of our Trail Mix episodes in one helpful place. Click the link in the show notes of this episode, our Instagram bio, or visit our website to make your listening experience even easier.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created, produced, edited, and hosted by us,
Dustin Dallard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram and on our website is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariella Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as New Jersey.